Helen Durabilt. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Did you get everything?
Yeah, I just got it. I haven't gone through everything yet.
Sure. 6 months bank statements, the application, and the tax return.
Okay.
The thing I wanted to go over, I just wanted to make sure that, because when I went did this previously with OnDeck
mm-hmm.
and Platinum, I had to explain how the business works here.
Okay.
But this property, originally, when I first started the business in 2009, I bought the property on land contract. It's 2 acres here in Fairfield, Ohio.
Okay.
Now, when I... that's why I put the two landlord numbers there for you, because really
okay.
my landlord history is with my old landlord.
Okay.
The guys who build the shed, which is the majority of my business,
mm-hmm.
They're Mennonites. I don't know if you know what that is, but they're kind of like the Amish.
Okay.
I was, my whole intention of buying the property originally was as a investment and to sell it at some point.
Right.
Now, as things went along, business developed. I'm their number one lot, and I have been pretty much since I started.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to sell last year, I talked to them about it, and they were interested, so they bought the property from me. And on the condition they bought the property on from me was is that I would continue to run it for them.
Okay.
So basically for the sheds, we're their sales lot. Now, as far as lease goes, I have a lease with them, but we wrote up the lease for 2% of monthly shed sales.
Okay.
And where we came up with that number was I used to get 10% commission from them on shed sales. Now I get 8% commission. So I don't ever actually have to write them a check for rent.
They just take a percentage.
They just take 2% of my monthly
shed
sales.
I'm sorry, who owns it now?
Well, the actual lot, the land, is owned by Durabilt LLC, which is the ones who build the sheds that I sell.
Okay.
So they own the property. Now, I lease the property as a business back from them, and I just run my business under the name Joseph Zinser. I call myself Joseph Zinser Woodcrafting, but if somebody writes me a check, it just goes to Joseph Zinser.
Okay.
So that's how that works, and it sometimes can be confusing because when you look at my tax return, like you'll see my Schedule C, so $74,000
uh-huh.
on it. My actual sales last year were, I don't know, with everything probably around $500,000 to $750,000 somewhere in there once it all shakes out.
Uh huh.
But a good portion of those sales are the shed sales, so I'm only getting a percentage of that. Now, the idea of building these playhouses is what I would like to do out of my sales volume. Instead of just capturing 10% of that,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to capture 20 or 30% of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point for what I'm doing here.
Okay.
If you can follow, and hopefully the underwriter can follow what I'm trying to accomplish with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to increase my margin by
right.
doing this. I mean, I'm
and
making
then,
enough money, and I don't have a lot of bills, so I can... You know, I survive just fine on what I'm doing, but I want to go to that next level.
Yeah, of course. And the bank statements, will they reflect closer to the $75,000 or closer to the $750,000?
I don't know. If I added up, like I said, if I added up last year, these are just the deposits that I took
mm-hmm.
in.
Right.
Most of the time. I mean, I do some sales here myself. I've always built picnic tables, dog houses, these little playhouses, things like that. I've always
mm-hmm.
done that. So some of the sales are 100% mine. The other ones are as a commission. So when you look at my total deposits for a year, for example, I added it up this morning. I just went to the bank and I put, what were my credits from July of last year through now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $213,036.12.
Mm-hmm.
So like my bank statements will show usually in excess of $200,000. Now, when I sold the property, I got a check for about $100,000, and then I paid off a bunch of debt with that.
Okay.
And being one of those things that I paid off.
Okay. So but for the Durabilt, you are selling their product, correct?
I sell their sheds, and that's one thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to call and verify,
mm-hmm.
what I want to make sure they don't do is I don't want them, because I put construction sales inventory.
Mm-hmm.
is my reason for doing this. I don't want to spook them. And they've had, I'm very loyal to them. They're very loyal to me. And I don't want them to think that, hey, this guy's going to start building his own sheds and selling them off our lot.
No, they're not going to call. They won't call him. Or them.
Well, and I don't care if they did, just as long as they make sure they understand that I'm building playhouses. And because they see that here when they pick up the sheds, so they know I'm building it. But I don't want them to think that I'm trying to venture off into something else because, you know, that would be ugly.
Yeah. So they really shouldn't be calling them at all. They may call to do a landlord verification, possibly, possibly not. And even when they call, they don't say why they're calling. Exactly. They don't release any information because that's personal.
Okay. I mean, yeah, and it's not a big deal. In my previous landlord, I never missed a payment in 9 or 7 years, whatever. So,
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I think I have everything I need. So I'll just go through this and get this submitted here this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she'd hear back by late tomorrow, the latest Wednesday morning.
Okay. And, well, you'll see on the return, I write off a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I write off a lot, but...
All right.
Nature of the beast here.
Yeah, not a problem. We see that a lot. All right. Well, I'll get working on this and go from there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.